Eastbound on the Norwood Lateral is closed for 80 days at least.
A fight turns into a shooting in Hamilton.
And the Reds name their starter for opening day.
5 on 5 and 5. It's Monday, March 11th. Unfortunately, it's one of those chilly starts where, again, winter is saying, I'm not done yet.
But it will be done soon. Very soon.
I mean, officially in like 12 days or
not so. Not meteorologically, Stephen.
Well, yeah, but from what the seasons actually do in about 12 days.
You're
so
correct.
We shall see.
It also doesn't matter at all what any of that stuff says because we'll still have cold mornings.
We might get snow in April because we live in the Midwest.
Now, let's not say that.
But
is a thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's true.
My dad's birthday is April 3rd and we have had snow on his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Unless Stephen will be there.
Let's,
reminding us that he told us.
Yes.
So. I marked that down. April 3rd. We're getting snow.
I just like envision like the TikTok edit of Stephen's head just going, I told you so.
Yeah,
like
literally.
Coming out of nowhere. Okay. Let's talk about the forecast for today. High of 56. So yes, this cold weather doesn't hang around, which is great, and very sunny today, which we love that. Love to see it. 64 high tomorrow. We do get rain chances on our warmest day of the week, which is Thursday, high of 70, but that's when the rain chances move back in. So enjoy these first few days. Even I think Thursday you might be able to enjoy when those storms and showers start to move through, but we'll keep you updated on the timing of that as we inch closer to.
Absolutely. All right, let's get straight into our headlines. The big story, we've been talking about it for weeks, but today is the day that things actually got rolling. The Norwood Lateral is going through some changes.
I feel like I'm one with the lateral at this point.
The way you had multiple hits this morning on it, it's you and the lateral together.
I feel like we're going through this construction.
60 days.
Or right. Being detoured around.
Or being detoured around it, yes. I feel like I'm going through similar emotions as the lateral. So let's talk about this. Eastbound lanes closed today. All of them. Everything's closed. The ramps shut last night. The lanes shut down access from 71 and 75 today. So 80 days at least. We'll see. Hopefully things go well. It's construction, so you never know. The detours to the south, they advise you to use Fort Washington Way through downtown Cincinnati to the north, Ronald Reagan. Didn't see a ton of increased traffic this morning on Fort Washington Way. Did see probably more traffic on Ronald Reagan. So just to be mindful, even if you don't take the lateral ever, might have more company out there than you did otherwise. And the side streets of Norwood are likely going to be much busier with people who are going, I'm not taking those detours, and finding their own. So, we're watching it. We're going to keep you updated, but just plan on that for the next 80 days. Then the westbound lanes will close, but let's just cross that need work done to it bridge when we come to it. There's
again,
a better way to say that.
I like that one.
I stumbled.
That was good.
Of course,
if you find your own detour, you might be encountering school zones, kids getting on and off school buses.
Yeah.
So please just be mindful. Take your time getting through there. All right, our next story, we're going up to Hamilton for a fight that turned into a shooting. Hamilton police say this all started Sunday afternoon. A large group was gathered, and all of a sudden, there were weapons during this fight. We're told the groups involved had a history of violence with each other. One person who called police say they heard at least 10 shots. Officers had streets blocked off for several hours along Parrish Avenue near Grand and South Erie Boulevards. It is a residential area with houses lining the streets. Our camera saw about a dozen evidence markers throughout the scene. We do know one person shot does have non-life-threatening injuries, and at least two people were taken in for questioning. Still not clear how they are connected, but of course, if any updates come, if any charges are filed, we'll be sure to bring those to you. Our third story, a big one that we've been following as far as the ALS and people who suffer from it and trying to get better from it, but unfortunate news with one of the drugs that they use.
Yeah, I mean, this is disappointing, but you've got to trust the science on this stuff. The manufacturer of Relyvrio says that the drug failed a large clinical trial. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals says that after 48 weeks, the medication did not show significant improvement for ALS patients' ability to breathe, swallow, or speak. It also did not improve patient-reported quality of life, overall survival, or respiratory function. The company says for now, Relyvrio is still available, but it has stopped promoting that drug.
Next up, staying here locally, we're talking about LaSalle and some students making a difference.
Always love to see this. Students at LaSalle spent Sunday doing this. The school hosted its fourth annual clothing drive. The Clothes for a Cause drive started during the height of the pandemic, and the school collected gently used clothes, home linen, and shoes. All donations are given to Matthew 25 Ministries. If you did not get a chance to donate, there will be another drive. We know a lot of people doing spring cleaning. I know I'm one of them. I want everything gone. Which is a great time to donate back. So March 17th is the next drive, and we'll have more details on our website, WLWT.com.
And our final story of the day, never too early to talk about Reds opening day, but how about the person who's going to be starting the season off? You might have guessed it would be Hunter Green, but it is not. The team has announced that it will be 30-year-old Frankie Montas. He will be the starting day pitcher for the Reds. This is his first season with the Reds as well. Back in 2021, he had a great season. He was up for the Cy Young. And so he does have the experience. He's not a rookie coming in and have the bright lights of Great American Ballpark shining down on him. Hunter Green, he will start the second game, all of that according to manager David Bell. So we are right in the thick of Reds opening day. We are getting ready for the Reds opening day, or excuse me, the Finley Market opening day parade, followed by Reds opening day down at Great American.
It's soon. I cannot wait, and I can't wait for all of our coverage here on WLWT.
Yeah, y'all enjoy that. I'll be on a beach.
Okay.
Well. Y'all enjoyed that.
It'll be a great day. Yeah, I will miss it.
And I hear that you get to go see all of the new things at the ballpark. So how
did you get away? You really worked the system here.
I did not work the system. The school system scheduled the spring break.
All I can do is follow.
I had nothing to do with that.
Okay. Actually, sounds like this is more of like a systemic, everything was just helping Steven in the long run.
You know what? Sometimes the planets align and this is what just happens.
You'll send us pictures from the beach that morning. I already know that's coming.
No, I won't. Okay. Yes, you will. Maybe I will. All right. We'll see you on your Tuesday.